What's your name, scumbag?
Sir, Private Brown, sir!
Bullshit, from now on, you're Private Snowball. Do you like that name?
Yes, sir!
Well, there's one thing that you won't like, Private Snowball. They don't serve fried chicken and watermelon on a daily basis in my mess hall.
Yes, sir!
Is that you, John Wayne? Is this me?
Who said that? Who the fuck said that? Who's the slimy little communist shit twinkle toad cocksucker down here who just signed his own death warrant? How tall are you, Private?
Sir, 5'9", sir!
5'9"? I didn't know they stacked shit that high. Where in hell are you from anyway, Private?
Sir, Texas, sir!
Holy dog shit, Texas, only steers and queers come from Texas, Private Cowboy. And you don't much look like a steer to me, so that kind of narrows it down. Parents have any children that live?
Sir, yes, sir.
I bet they regret that. You're so ugly you could be a modern art masterpiece. I don't like the name Lawrence. Only faggots and sailors are called Lawrence. From now on, you're Gomer Pyle. Get up there, Pyle. Pull! Pull, Pyle, pull! One pull-up, Pyle. Come on, pull! You gotta be shitting me, Pyle. Get your ass up there. Do you mean to tell me that you cannot do one single pull-up? You are a worthless piece of shit, Pyle. Get out of my face! You climb obstacles like old people fuck. You know that, Private Pyle?
Hey everybody, how's it going? We're back. We're starting with that clip. Although it is funny, it is with a heavy heart. Arlie Ermey is obviously someone that we've all looked up to, I would assume, at some point in our lives. If not only for that role and the other many roles, another role I love him in is Saving Silverman. It was a hell of a role for him.
The complete opposite of what he did in that movie.
Well, sort of. He's still the coach that's, you know, killer.
He was, but he goes and then he ends up
turns
making
out to be, yeah, turns into be the gay lover of Jack Black. Or no.
Steve Zahn?
Steve Zahn. You're right. Yep. It was Steve Zahn.
It's a bit different.
But yeah, either way, what's up, buddy? How are things?
Been good, man. Been good. Yeah. But you know what?
Excuse my crap.
Here we go for the greatest sound in the world.
Oh, yeah. That was nice. Two of them. Cheers, man.
L'chaim.
Yeah. Beer, sports, and other bullshit.
Beer, sports, and other bullshit, man.
We started with some other bullshit. I want to hop into some sports real quick. McKenzie. Coming to the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Everybody knows we're in KC. What are you thinking? The Raiders general manager's son is coming to be a Chief.
That's got to hurt a little bit because you know damn well for his entire life he was raised to hate everyone else in the
division.
That red
and gold.
Yeah, but you know what? Figure, you know what? Thinking like, go and finally coming to the NFL, having a team that's going to go and pay him an NFL salary.
No shit, dude. We're about to...
You know what?
My thing is, though, I saw the Raiders tweet. Well, this is interesting. Like they were kind of like, what?
This really has been an interesting NFL draft because, yeah. I mean, Browns go. They pick up Baker Mayfield from Oklahoma, number one.
Dude, what about that picture? The Brett Favre recreate.
I saw that. That was so cool.
Oh, dude, it was awesome.
I mean, you got that. You got... Saquon Barkley from Penn State going number two.
Yep.
Overall, some Giants fans are freaking out because they're saying, hey, we need a quarterback to replace Eli Manning.
Yep.
But the thing is Saquon Barkley is probably the best running back to come out since Adrian Peterson. So...
Yeah, I think it's been really good, but, you know, it's also... Today's the last day, right?
Yes. Saturday.
So,
yeah, I mean, Saturday, when I was at Brew Talk,
Thomas Brady.
Yeah, you know what? There's been some...
What'd he go? He went 199.
199, and the 199th pick this year went to the Tennessee Titans, get Lewis Falk, quarterback out of Washington State, went to Tennessee Titans.
Nice.
And they said now that's kind of known as the Tom Brady pick.
GOAT. I know you don't like that.
I don't. I respect him, but fuck him.
You don't think he's the GOAT? Because he's a Patriot.
Fuck him.
I gotcha.
So,
what else we got in sports? What else have we talked about or haven't talked about? We were off mic chatting a little bit.
Well, we haven't talked about since then. WrestleMania happened.
Oh yeah. So yeah. You get fill us in. I mean, I'm sure the fans know, but I don't. So
and
the people
it
that
was...
didn't get the people like me.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was a it w- it it had its good moments and its bad moments, but the biggest...
Ronda Rousey.
Ronda, that was the match of the night.
Really?
Oh my gosh.
She's cleaning house with money.
She, but it's not that, is you watch it, and the thing is if you watch a wrestling match, sometimes you can go, if you're someone like me who watches wrestling, you can tell when it almost looks too
fake,
clean, if that makes sense.
Like it was too synchronized?
Yes.
Okay.
But
no fault.
Yes. But the thing is, when you look at her,
does she look good?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'll have to look it up right now.
Oh, it's amazing. Because the thing is, her when she comes out, she was wearing a Rowdy Ronda shirt.
Oh, no.
Yes, in honor
of... WrestleMania 44?
WrestleMania 33?
Okay, so some people are trying to look ahead.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a look.
Yeah, just type in Ronda.
So anyway, what was she do? What was the tribute about?
Because it's for the tribute for... Rowdy Roddy Piper. Because the thing is her uncle was Judo Jean LaBelle.
Uh-huh.
Judo Jean LaBelle was...
Wow, she looks great.
She does.
Tearing up some dudes.
That
man.
Was a couple years ago when she went and came in, and that was a... She was sitting in the... because if you look at the shirt, it looks Rowdy Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
But the thing is, if you go and you watch...
Kurt Angle, huh?
Yes. Kurt Angle and Ronda Rousey against Triple H and Stephanie McMahon. Stephanie McMahon and Triple H are married.
Yep, we talked about this last podcast.
Yeah, yes, we did. I know. You know, a little bit of a callback right here. But the thing is, if you watch her, she looks like a natural.
Yeah.
She does. Just some of the stuff.
Here's the other part, though, that she could really just beat the shit out of some people.
She could, absolutely. That's the thing. But the thing is watching her in the ring, like, she's...
Dope.
She's good. She does certain things for someone who's never been in a match.
So she took over. It was Ronda Rousey Mania.
Yes, it was the match of the night. Wow. Absolutely. And just even recently on Friday, they called it the you've heard of the Royal Rumble?
Uh-huh.
Okay. They had the greatest Royal Rumble ever in Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
Okay. It started at noon. I mean, obviously, you know, time change and
all that. Yeah, of course.
And they had a 50-man Royal Rumble match.
Holy shit.
Yes, yes.
Everybody all at once, right?
Yeah, well, no. A Battle Royal, everyone's in the ring at once.
Uh-huh.
Royal Rumble, you have two guys start off, and they say it's every 2 minutes, but if you notice, it'll go, one may be like 50 seconds, one may be a minute. They call, if you ever listen, they call it Titan Time.
Okay.
So, but...
Titan
time, because originally
Titan, like
Titan,
oh, as in a Titan. Okay.
Yes, well, because originally,
I thought you meant like Tighten. Titan.
No. Okay. Originally, WWE, they used to be known as Titan Sports Entertainment,
uh-huh.
And when they were in the first Royal Rumble, a guy, Dick Ebersol, was there, and they were timing out their pay per view. And the guy who's doing it, he said, we're out of time. Like we're not going to have time-wise. Like, this match went, like, 10 minutes long. This one went, like, 8 minutes long and all of that.
Yeah.
Well, Dick Ebersol goes and he said, hey, you know, you see the clock at the top there? You know, just shut it off. Go and say, send the next guy. Send the next guy. And that's where it came known as Titan Time.
Gotcha.
So you may go and be like, man, it seemed like after a while.
That wasn't very long.
Exactly.
Or that was too long.
Yeah. It never is, legitimately, if you look at your clock, 2 minutes.
Gotcha. So basically keeps it rolling.
Yes, exactly. Okay. But it was a bit of a controversy because there was no women wrestlers.
Ah.
Over in Saudi Arabia, which...
Well, it's normal for them.
Yeah, yes, it is. But the thing is if you think about it, it was probably for a lot of those wrestlers protection.
Sure.
Those female wrestlers protection. And people are going and saying, like, why could they go and do this? If you look, WWE, just for holding the event there outside of the merchandise,
mm-hmm.
made reports between $100 to $200 million.
Holy crap. And no females.
No females.
Wow. But so, that's their culture, man. I mean,
it is.
You know, we can get into the feminist and the, you know, what's right, what's wrong, the Me Too. Me Too is about sexual harassment. So sorry about that. But I mean, just all of that stuff that's happening right now, I guess, is what I'm talking. Everything feels like we can't say anything right anymore. Everything is so PC, and even if you say it PC, you're still wrong by somebody's standards of whatever standard.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's awesome though. I mean, that's a fuck ton of money.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Not that they don't have it anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, they're a $1 billion company.
Yeah.
But speaking on the wrestling stuff, we got into this on our first episode, and we got into a really deep conversation. I'm glad we're on this because it got cut off. We stopped recording, or the computer stopped recording. You are going on a wrestling trivia show. Jesus. And have we heard word of when that's happening? Or I mean, I know we got into a little bit of it, that you went to try out. There was some Jack Hole thinking that he knew more than you, which we all know. Alex, the Rain Man Hebert over here, you know, has got it going on when it comes to most things sports. I wouldn't question him on. So what's the word on that right now?
I hate to report to all the listeners out there, but
no,
it ain't gonna happen.
Why?
Well,
this is news to me, everyone. I'm literally just finding out with you, so I'm glad we're.
Well, unfortunately, the company.
You were too smart.
No, the company went out of business.
Oh no!
Yeah, and I didn't know this, but a good buddy of mine goes and messaged me, and he said, "Hey, check Facebook." I'm like,
"Sorry."
It's the aliens getting people.
Dropping in.
He goes and he said, check Facebook. I'm like, what? And he said, just look for the group. Look. And it showed on their Facebook page. He said, we're unfortunately have to announce that effective today, we are going out of business.
Oh, man.
So I'm like,
sorry, buddy.
Son of a bitch.
Well, we got to find something like that for you to do, though. I think that we should look into it, and I think the fans and the people would love to. Because I was excited for you. I mean, only because I know you on a personal level and how much shit you actually know. So
maybe we can go and sponsor a wrestling trivia contest.
Hey, I'm down for an off-my-chest sponsor.
Then?
I'm down. I got some money to put in.
I got $20 to throw in.
I got $13.56 here, I guess. Oh, sorry, $57.
You know, I mean, all the kids go and Kickstarter and all that, and maybe we can go and get something happening.
It's not out of the question for sure.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's jump out of sports then. Let's hop into the hot topics. What about this Bill Cosby thing? What are you thinking?
He's going to be tasting a lot of Jell-O pudding pops coming up in jail.
do you really? So I was talking about this the other day with a friend. Do you think he's actually going to go to prison with that much money? I mean, we talked about on the last episode, $350 million worth. I mean, you can buy your way out of a lot of shit and turn into community service.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, the thing is like you said, will he go and spend a day in jail? I don't know.
Yeah.
But it might be one of those where he goes and...
And like we were talking about settlements, you know, like who's going to be, you know... He's older, you know what I mean? So like...
He's what, 80?
I have no idea.
If not, I think he's 80, if not older.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I just think that it's like, what's it gonna matter? I mean, I know that it matters. I'm not trying to act like it doesn't. Sorry, I didn't mean to say it like that. But just the what do you want to say? 1960. Oh, that's his spouse. Oops. what's it gonna do? I guess for 80, however old.
I think a lot of it is for the women that
born June 12th, 1937.
Well, for the women that go and accuse him, a lot of it is just like vindication of just like,
of course it is, man.
You know,
I've never been in that situation, so I wouldn't know what that feels like. I mean, I watched the videos of them coming out and crying, and and that was only three of the 60 accusations.
I'd heard 50. It might have been 60 at that point.
I just saw a tweet of somebody saying, basically. You know, finally we get something for out of 60. It takes 60 people for it to happen. So I'm assuming it's 60.
Did you hear his reaction after he goes and got accused?
No.
He goes, and after they went and announced, he went and stood up and told the prosecutors, like, you asshole.
What?
Yeah. Someone said the judge, after they said it would have been vindication after that first thing, after he went for the first trial, went and got... there was a mistrial after he came out of the courthouse and went like, hey. They said the judge should have gone and been like, after he goes and before they went and hit the gavel, he went in like, hey.
Wow.
The judge should have done that. Just been like, you know what? Fuck you.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, he's got to get what's coming. Whatever it is, whether it's prison time or he loses his fortune.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I'm not saying that he wasn't a comedy great. And that's what I want to say to people. I do believe you can't the body of work that someone creates outside of you knowing this knowledge is still that body that they created. You know, just like, Robin Williams and committing suicide.
Yeah.
Do I agree with that? No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
But does that take away anything that I feel for Robin Williams? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I know this is apples to oranges here.
Yeah.
But that's what I mean about that thought process. Bill Cosby was still a huge, huge thing for not only the black community, but for everybody. I mean, I grew up watching fucking The Cosby Show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So Dr. Huxtable, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know. It doesn't make it right. I'm just saying there's still a body of work there definitely. That you can't take away from.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's one of those things, you know, in a way, some people are going to go, you can separate, like, his comedy, The Cosby Show, from what he did. The best example I can go and relate it back to sports is Bobby Knight.
Sure.
You know, Bobby Knight, if you go and listen, yes, he did some shitty things of throwing the chair and literally getting mad enough to go and put his hands around a player's neck.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But the thing is he's one of the all-time
greats
in college basketball.
Sure.
And if you go and you listen to him talk, I hate to say it, but some people might agree with me, he's probably one of the most intelligent people to ever go and step on a college basketball court.
Sure.
In terms of what he can do is he just had those... that he didn't really have that control of going, like, getting, be able to go and get so angry where he could go and put his hands around a player's neck.
Yeah.
Obviously, you couldn't do that nowadays.
No, sure. You're fired immediately.
You're fired immediately. You're going to have to be on ESPN and go and apologize for all the things that you did.
Yeah.
So it just, different time, different era.
Again, we're in that situation. You know, that's the world we live in about, you know, what is what? What do we do? What do you say to people? And you have to watch every single piece that comes out of your mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
Except when you're on this podcast.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Fuck it.
Yeah. Fuck it. Fuck. Well,
what else we got? Go ahead.
Well, we got another celebrity death we got to talk about. Vern Troyer.
Oh, that's Mini-Me. Right. Poor guy.
I know. I would say
I'd play some lines, but he had no lines.
He just didn't.
The quiet.
You know,
or he did the growl, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, I remember when he was on, not Celeb Rehab.
Surreal Life,
yes. And he had that one glass of wine, and he's fucking
I still say you go, and you see him goes, and he's riding on a scooter, and he's just going, he's like, and he goes, he's butt naked, and whips his dick out, and just pisses in the corner. I felt so bad where I go, and I laughed at that. But now that I realize, I'm just like, oh, he had a fucking drinking problem.
Yeah. Well, did they find out the cause of death? I assume just because of his size and...
I read somewhere that it said suicide.
No way.
That's what I heard. I don't know if this is true.
I know that he had a good chunk of change.
Yeah.
But I just thought, you know, from my wife and I watched this show, Little People, Big World. That just sold me out for watching sweet shows on TLC or whatever it is.
No, it shows that you're married, that you go and actually watch TLC.
Yeah, I love it. Who am I kidding? My wife doesn't. I watch it alone. But
he
anyways,
actually isn't married. He's been lying the whole time. He just watches TLC.
But it just about the medical conditions that come with being a little person. So
absolutely.
I thought, I mean, not that 50 is old by any means, but I guess...
For someone that size.
I mean, because you have to realize, if you look at Wee Man from Jackass.
Yeah.
Did you see that picture?
Mm.
I mean, Wee Man, I mean, looks like a 6'5" man next to Vern Troyer.
Oh, yeah. Because he was what? Less than 3 foot tall?
Was it less than that?
I think he was like 2'9", 3 foot.
Wow.
It's something crazy.
Yeah, let's look it up.
Yeah. Those.
But I'm just saying, that's what I'm thinking about is it, you know, because of his size and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
you're totally right, and you were off. He was notable for having only been 2'8".
Holy shit.
81 centimeters tall.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Died April 21st, 2018, age 49, Los Angeles, California. Yeah.
Again, I go and I heard, it was on Twitter, when I go and I heard about when it said suicide,
he weighed 35 pounds.
I think I weighed that at birth.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's insane, and it's really sad because you go and, I mean, I love those movies. I love watching the, you know.
Yep. In early April 2018, Troyer was admitted to a hospital after an incident in his home. He had previously been admitted to rehab to undergo treatment for alcoholism. Died at age 49. No cause was immediately released. His death was reported as a possible suicide to the coroner, who found very high alcohol levels in his body, suggesting alcohol poisoning.
Too bad. Wow. R.I.P. Vern Troyer.
Yeah, dude. Seriously. Vern Troyer, Arlie Ermey, anybody else that we should...
No celebrities that I can think of. Well, speaking of, go back to wrestling, they just had that Andre the Giant documentary that came out on HBO.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet. I want to watch it.
I went and watched a little bit of it. I haven't watched the whole thing all the way through.
Yeah.
But you watch it, and it's amazing, and it's sad all at the same time.
I heard that. He was the gentle giant, dude, and my favorite picture of him is him holding a Coke can and a beer can.
It was a beer can.
Yeah. It looks like a mint. You know when you have those mint Coke cans? That's what it looks like.
He actually legitimately holds the Guinness World Records for the most beers drank in one sitting.
Which is?
156.
Cans of beer?
Cans of beer. 156 beers in one sitting.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
12-ounce cans?
Yes.
Jeez.
Yeah. But the sad thing is...
That's 1,872 ounces of beer.
But, the thing is there was rumor, they said, once he got towards the end of his, he was always known as being very temperamental.
Sure.
Either he really liked you or he hated you.
Yeah.
Like, you remember, we talked about on a previous episode with, TJ.
Yeah.
The Ultimate Warrior.
Sure.
He hated the Ultimate Warrior.
Really?
Yes,
Despised him. On and off.
Yeah, he hated him.
Wow.
Because what he did is, they were wrestling one time, and he just got mad. And the thing is even when he was in rough shape, there's nothing you can do. The guy's 7'4", 500 pounds. I mean,
Jesus.
If he goes and gets a wild hair up his ass, you're nothing you can do.
Hello, pretty little.
And but the thing is, if you watch there's some clips on YouTube when they go and wrestle each other. Ultimate Warrior wasn't the best wrestler in the world. So what they would do is they'd keep the matches short. Is he'd go, run out the ropes, go tackle, hit him, go scoop slam him, go jump on him, 1, 2, 3, and the match would be 45 seconds. Well, there was one day he got a wild, Andre the Giant just got pissed after probably having 2 or 3 gallons of wine in the back, got a wild hair up his ass, and goes and said, fuck this. He goes, he was running towards him to go and tackle him. He went and hauled off, knocked him cold cocked out.
Wow.
He goes, went and pinned him, in the refs, there's nothing he could do. 1, 2, 3, middle of the ring, and everyone went and cheered. And the guy who was, and he goes and he's like, and the guy at the time, it was just what they would call a house show. Vince McMahon wasn't there. And the guy who was the agent at the time is like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah.
And he goes, he's like, he pissed me off. And he's like, okay.
What are you going to say to him?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And the thing is everyone who watches that, if you go and you listen to Hulk Hogan's thing saying, like, he didn't know, like, what the famous match that Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant had were at WrestleMania 3. Pontiac Silverdome, 93,000 people, allegedly. It was more like 84.
Gotcha.
Okay. He goes, he's like, I didn't know how the match was going to go. That's a load of shit.
Sure.
That is a load of shit.
It's already told to you.
No. Because the thing is if you ever listen to most interviews with Hulk Hogan, Hulk Hogan likes to, exaggerate the truth just a little bit. A
little braggadocio.
Yeah, a little bit. And the thing is Vince McMahon had sat down with Andre the Giant, and they had worked that out.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan knew that Andre was going to...
Did he win?
Hulk Hogan did, yes.
Oh, okay.
That was the first loss pinfall that Andre the Giant had ever had in his career.
Ah.
So, he'd had, times before where, like, a battle royal... And it was the same thing. He'd go and he'd get pissed off and honor the giant. He was supposed to win a battle royal. There would be multiple times where they heard where he was supposed to win a battle royal, and he got mad at a local promoter about a payoff. And he goes and he's just like, fuck it. And he went and just eliminated himself over the top rope.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I mean, speaking of Hulk Hogan, it's way off topic. You remember the celebrity roast that they used to have?
Yeah, of course.
When Hulk Hogan, yeah, they do. But Hulk Hogan was on one, And
when he's rubbing his daughter's booty cheeks.
I rub his daughter's booty cheeks.
I met Brooke once in L.A., and she was super sweet, super nice.
It
was before all of that stuff had come out, but yeah. I was helping a friend with a production that they were working on, and for some reason she was there. I don't know if it was a game show or some celebrity thing that she was going to be on. Obviously, not really a celebrity, but because of who her dad is.
Yeah.
But yeah, super nice. Anyways, yeah. Good.
But he goes, and Jeff Ross goes. Hulk Hogan sent up there.
The Roastmaster.
Yeah, and he goes, and he did that little...
Roastmaster General.
Roastmaster General, yeah. Yes. Have you seen him now? His hair is thinning. It's kind of funny.
He's still funny as hell.
Oh, he is. I will give him that. But he goes, and he gets up there, and he said, Hulk, and he does that little ear thing. He's like, you hear that? That's the sound of a 19-year-old's balls bouncing off your ex-wife's chin.
Oh, my God.
And Hulk just goes like this. He's just like...
Yeah. But Hulk Hogan made out in the end.
Yeah.
That porn scandal or sex tape scandal.
Well, yeah.
$150 million, something like that.
Yeah, put Gawker out of business.
$159 million?
Yeah, something like that.
Something ridiculous.
But still, I mean, it's not like he was hurting for money.
No, anyway. Not at all. His merchandise alone.
Oh, yeah. If you ever go and get bored, you can or the listeners can. When he went to WCW, look up his contract. It's online.
Is it outrageous?
When he went from WWF to WCW, he was making, he'd make 25% of merchandise, even if it wasn't his. He'd make 25% of pay-per-view revenue, and he made, it was $350,000 an appearance.
An appearance?
At one point, he was making like $1 million a month.
Holy shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was insane.
Well, especially for that era.
Oh, for that era, definitely it was insane. Because the thing is at the time before Hulk Hogan got that contract, it was you didn't get paid a guaranteed contract. You got paid on
when you were on.
No. You got paid how much money you helped draw. So if there wasn't a lot of people in there, you didn't get paid that much. But if there was a bunch of people in there, you got paid.
Gotcha.
So Hulk Hogan was kind of the one that goes and...
So like making money off the door.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Gotcha. Well, while we're on the movie talk, I know you're talking about the documentary. Have you seen American Made?
I have not.
With Tom Cruise?
I have not.
About the old Bobby Seale story?
I have not. Fill me in.
Oh my gosh, dude. It's so... it's just cool because Tom Cruise, like, you know, I love Tom Cruise not for his beliefs and stuff, but I'm a huge Top Gun fan, and I'm a huge Mission Impossible fan. I think those movies have done really, really well.
Top Gun, I will quote to
dude,
this
I went,
day.
Dude, I went to the 25th anniversary when they re-released it in IMAX, and it was so cool, dude. And
what's your favorite line from that movie?
Ooh. You go first.
Well, my favorite is they're standing in the bar. And Goose, Maverick, standing there. All of a sudden, Val Kilmer.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Charlie walked in.
Val Kilmer and the other guy walk up, and he goes, and he's like, they're sitting there talking, and then one guy's like, Jesus, Goose, you're
talking about Wolfman?
Was that Wolfman?
Yeah, it's Iceman.
Okay,
yeah. It's Iceman and Wolfman.
Yeah, he goes, he's like, Jesus, Goose, you're such a kiss ass. No, he goes, he's like, whose ass did you kiss to get in here? And he's like, well, the list is long and distinguished. The other guy's like, yeah, and so is Mike Johnson. I will quote that to this day.
Goose, you're such a dickhead. Whose butt did you kiss to get in here, huh?
Well, the list is long but distinguished.
Yeah, well, so is Mike Johnson.
Oh,
I think my favorite badass line in that movie is when Jester and Viper are talking, and he says, Jester says to him, his fitness report says it all, something like that. And he says, flies by the seat of his pants, totally unpredictable. And he's like, he got you, didn't he? You know, just like this perfect, like, oh yeah. Maverick's the fucking man.
His fitness report says it all. He's a wild card. Flies by the seat of his pants. Completely unpredictable.
He got you, didn't he?
Yeah.
Maverick.
They're sitting there and they finally meet the flight instructor, the one that Tom Cruise ends up banging. Yeah,
Charlie.
Is it Charlie? Kelly McGillis?
That's her call sign.
Really?
It's Charlie.
And he goes, and Goose is like, oh, I gave him the finger. And she's like, the finger? And he's like, you know, the finger. She's yeah. like, I know what the finger is. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. I hate it when it does that. Yeah,
or my favorite, and it was random in that movie, is Val Kilmer going, when he's like, we were inverted. And he goes, bullshit.
I was inverted.
Yeah. And he goes, bullshit. That's Val Kilmer doing that. Just the in the extra scenes, they talk about that, how he just told it, and they left it in the movie. And then Charlie goes, so you're the one. And he's, yes, ma'am. Just such a badass, dude.
It's weird. There are certain...
He's the reason... I mean, don't get me wrong. My dad is the reason that I wanted to fly planes. Not F-14s. I wanted to join the Marine Corps and fly FA-18s. But, dude, you know. I got to do a simulator 2 years in high school. Probably shouldn't say that and get my dad in trouble. Anyways, I did a simulator for a long time on base.
Yeah.
In the domes that the pilot gets to train. It is the coolest fucking thing in the world.
I mean, the thing is you know they're making a second one, right?
Yeah, where he's like an instructor, right?
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, they asked Val Kilmer to be in it, but the thing is...
Val Kilmer looks terrible.
Val Kilmer couldn't fit in the plane. Val Kilmer now...
There he goes.
Val Kilmer now looks like he ate Val Kilmer from the original movie. And that's the sad part. So, I love Val Kilmer.
Oh, dude, of course. The Saint. Fucking great movie. God. Anyways, before we get out... So this movie with Tom Cruise, he's flying in it, and it's called American Made, and it's about this guy, Bobby Seale, who was a TWA pilot. Great pilot.
Grandpa used to work for TWA.
So did mine. Yeah. Here in KC, actually.
Really?
And yeah, long time.
Mine did too?
Yeah, literally like 30 years. He retired with TWA before they got bought out.
By Carl Icahn?
I don't know who.
Carl Icahn ended up buying it out, that fucker.
Anyways, so this dude, I'm drinking here. So he basically gets found by the CIA to for the stuff that was happening in Central America. Remember when Reagan was president and the war on drugs, all that stuff's happening. He goes there. He is taking reconnaissance photos for the CIA and the fastest twin engine plane that we had at that point.
Yeah.
Does amazing, but then the cartels notice, and then the Medellin cartel, you know, that's Escobar.
Pablo.
All those people. And they want him to start flying cocaine. And by the kilo. $2,000 bucks per kilo that he puts on his plane. The first shipment is 300 kilos of cocaine.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys can do the math on that.
Yeah, that's $600,000 for one flight. One flight. So anyways, basically this happens and it goes over and over. So he's the one that's helping bring it in. Becomes so fucking rich he doesn't know what to do with all. They showed in the movie. If you haven't seen this movie, fucking watch it. It is so amazing that this thing happened, because then he was wanted by everybody, the ATF, the DEA, the FBI, everybody. But then they kept bringing him back around and letting him fly again.
Yeah.
And so he kept getting back in with the cartel, and he had so much fucking money. I won't ruin how it ends. But anyways, watch it. It was a great fucking story. And really, this guy just takes advantage of all the systems, because he gets to fly there no matter what.
Yeah.
So then he just picks up the drugs for the cartel, gets to come back. Yes, he has to go through customs, but he cleans it up, drops it off in the fucking middle of Louisiana with fucking life preservers wrapped around the kilos of cocaine. And then there were guys there waiting for it. He'd open up the bottom of his plane, dump them all out, and fucking keep flying.
Fuck.
And never get fucking caught.
I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you can go and we can both sit there and say, like, oh, we would never do that. But if you get offered 600 G's
for one flight,
one
flight. And that's just the one that had three. And then he hired, because he was so fucking busy, and they gave him the CIA. Then he got caught. And then they were delivering weapons down to take over in Nicaragua, and literally. Delivering AK-47s, then somehow those AK-47s made it to the cartels. So, like, it's a fucking intertwined web of what our government has done. It's amazing, dude.
Oh, yeah.
So check it out. Seriously.
Speaking of drug cartels and all that, you ever seen that movie, Cocaine Cowboys?
No.
Okay. Pretty much what it is, it's a documentary, Cocaine Cowboys 2.
Yes.
Running with the Godmother. One's by the name of Griselda Blanco. Pretty much what it is I think she was actually the driver for Pablo Escobar.
Oh, no shit.
Originally. And it
that dude was a bad mamma jamma, dude.
He got
super crazy from what the documentaries I've watched on him anyway. Like,
oh, yeah.
Just not trust. He didn't trust fucking anybody.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but that's...
Why would you? I mean,
oh, yeah. But, I mean, when you go and you got... I mean, hell, you look at, you know, Pablo Escobar.
Billions of dollars.
Billions of dollars. Yeah. And, I mean...
Is he the one that lit, like, money on... I've heard that rumor. He lit money on fire.
Oh, yeah, because he was on the run with his daughter, and he lit, like, $2 million cash to stay warm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing. Nothing. Like, yeah, I mean, obviously, he's making...
You've seen the raids, those pictures.
Oh, yeah. It's stacks. Fucking insane.
Yeah.
When you go and you look at that, I mean, it's... That's cash. That is cash.
Yeah.
Obviously.
And then having the businesses to launder it.
Obviously, like, he's not paying fucking taxes on that.
No, you're not fucking paying anything. What you're selling it for.
He's the definition of, you ever seen Wall Street?
The Wolf of Wall Street?
No. Wall Street.
The older movie?
Yeah, with Michael Douglas, Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
When he goes and he's sitting there, and that is a underrated movie for no one has ever seen, or people have never seen it.
Yeah.
When he's sitting there and goes, he's like, I'm talking about liquid. $50, $100 million.
Yeah.
Enough money to buy your own jet. such a good movie.
Yeah.
That, if two movies that people, if they want to watch, it relates to kind of that type of stuff, you know, with the stock market and shit like that, it would be Wall Street, and then a modern version would be Boiler Room.
Haven't seen Boiler Room.
Boiler Room has Giovanni Ribisi. It has Ben Affleck. It has Vin Diesel. It has Scott Conn. Vin Diesel. And Giovanni Ribisi runs a blackjack out of his house. Okay. And all of a sudden, these two guys knock on the door. It's one guy, and the other guy is Jamie Kennedy.
Comedian Jamie Kennedy?
Yes, Jamie Kennedy's in the movie. And he goes and he said, hey, you know, and he talks about, you know, how he sees one of the guys and has a Lamborghini. And he's like, how the fuck did you get that car? And he's like, oh, you know, I'm selling stocks. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, okay. So he goes, figures it out, passes the test, goes in, and goes for an interview.
Yeah.
And the guy that gives the interview is Ben Affleck. And I mean, this is the Good Will Hunting Ben Affleck who will throw around a fuck.
Yeah.
Before that stupid back tattoo that he got. The one that he didn't.
I thought that shit was a joke.
Oh,
dude.
He did. He didn't claim it. And then
after like 2 years, he didn't claim it. Yeah. And now it was for a movie.
Yeah. Now he goes, he's like, oh, it's mine. Oh, my but God. He goes, he's sitting there and he's like, he's sitting there just giving a big speech, and one of the best lines in that whole movie, he goes and he's like, act as if you got a 9-inch cock, act as if you are the big swinging dick of this firm. And it's such, he goes, and I mean, he's showing off, pulls out a thing, he's like, I got a McLaren, whatever. He goes, slides keys, he's like, what up? He's like, I got every fucking toy you can imagine, kind of thing. And it's such a good movie.
I'll play that clip.
Here. So good.
Boom.
You're going to go home with the Kesef. You are the future big swinging dicks of this firm. Anybody tells you money's the root of all evil doesn't fucking have any. They say money can't buy happiness. Look at the fucking smile on my face. Ear to ear, baby. You want details? Fine. I drive a Ferrari 355 Cabriolet. What's up? I have a ridiculous house in the South Fork. I have every toy you can possibly imagine. And best of all, kids, I am liquid.
Told you guys.
Yeah. Holy shit, yeah.
That is a movie.
I want to be that rich.
Oh, fuck.
I don't want to be that big of a dick.
Oh, but yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You go and you listen to that clip and you go and it's like, that is a guy who has enough money to say, fuck you. I don't care what. He legitimately has, as they say, that fuck you money.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah, it's insane. It's absolutely insane.
Well, on the topic of insane, good segue there. My boy over here likes to go to our old watering hole and get a little too drunksky, huh?
I blame Brewtop and Dollar Beer Night.
So we have a place here called Brewtop, and they have...
If you guys want to sponsor us, you can sponsor us.
Oh my God.
We will go. We will do a live podcast.
We will do a live podcast at Brewtop. I'll talk to those guys. But we know a lot of people up there. It's a great spot. And here, on Wednesdays, they have a beautiful night called Dollar Beers. And, excuse me, there's the beer there. that you can have your favorite lager of your choice for $1. But anyway, so fill them in. What'd you do?
Well, 2 weeks ago now, went up there on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Go and was having usual $1 beers, $4 pitchers. And I decided to go and was doing fine. Met my lovely mother up there.
Uh-huh.
And I decided.
Great lady, by the way. Yes. She's one of my favorites. She treats me very nice.
Shout out, Mom. Love you.
Shout out, Mommy.
And I go, and she met, and she's like, "You okay to drive?" At that point, I was.
No.
At that point, I was.
Yeah.
And I go and ran into a girl who I'm friends with there.
Sure.
And I went, and she was working at the back bar there. Went up, and I decided, like a fucking idiot, I'm like, I'm going to go. I'm craving a vodka and pineapple. And of course,
switching those alcohols.
Yeah. Never a good idea, children.
Yeah. I'm okay with switching. Just got to know when to cut yourself off, eh?
Yeah. Yeah. And I went back. And of course, when you know the bartender, they pour a little bit heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Went back.
Always.
Had one. And then I go. Got in the car. Made it home fine.
By the way, do not drink and drive. We have Uber. Use it. We had this talk already off mic.
I know.
We had a big talk about it. I'm a firm believer in not drinking and driving. He knows that. We had a big talk about it, believe me.
Trust me, once I get to the end of the story, you'll know that this did not turn out well. I go, made it home. I walked in the door.
Yeah.
Don't really remember much after walking in the door.
Sure.
Next thing I remember, I'm in my bathroom, up in my room. I'm face down in the toilet, and I am puking up a lot.
Good old pineapple juice.
Fuck. And I go, and I'm just like that.
We get it.
We've all been there. So, and I go, and the person that I go and look, and my mom's behind me. Aww. And she goes, she's playing the sympathetic, like, it's okay. Yeah.
We've all been here.
And she goes, yeah, kind of like, we've all been here, like, you. She's trying to say, like, we've all been here, but, like, you idiot.
Yeah, yeah,
kind of thing,
sure.
All at the same time. And I go, lay down in bed. Next morning.
Another beer?
That's all I got.
We got beer in the fridge.
Oh.
Yeah, anyways, continue. I'll go get them.
All right. Well, next morning, I am heading into work, and every morning when I head into work, I go and I call my dad. And when I got to that point, I go and I text him and I said, hey, like, I'm heading into work. And he goes, and all of a sudden I see the call. And I realize, just take a deep breath. I'm like, this is going to be an ass chewing. So I just go, take a deep breath, swipe on my phone. And I answer it, and I'm like, hello? And he's like, morning.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, hey. And he
said, by the way, Alex's dad is a cool-ass dude, too.
I love my dad. Yeah, I love my dad, and trust me, the ass chewing that I got, I 100% deserve. And he's like, how you feeling? I'm like, feeling okay.
Gotta go to work.
And he's like, you know you shouldn't have driven last night, right? And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I said, I 100% agree. That night, got home got off work at like 3:00. When I got home, I went to bed and woke up at like 7:30, 8:00. I got up.
Like when you got home from work?
Yes.
Yeah.
I got up. Mom, dad are sitting there watching TV, already eating dinner. I went down, ate dinner, went back upstairs.
Yeah.
And went back to bed. Woke up at like 5:30.
Oh, shit. You did the full.
Oh, yeah. The full. Absolutely.
Oh, man.
And next night, we went out to eat. And I asked him. I said, can I go and can I ask you guys some questions without you, like, with no judgment, without you guys ripping my head off? And they said, yeah. And I said, How bad was I? Because I legitimately, like I said, after I walked in the door and between walking in the door and throwing up, I don't remember anything.
Jeez, man.
And I asked him, and I said, how bad was I? And they said, do you remember? I said, do you remember coming into the living room and sitting, flopping down on the couch? And I'm like, oh, fuck.
So you had a full-on conversation.
And I said, and they go.
Those are my favorite.
And I go, and apparently I bumble fuck through the hallway. I go, almost ran into my dad, go flop down on the couch, and they're like, how are you? And I'm like, apparently it was like, and I go and I got up, and apparently my dad's like, why did you drive? Didn't hear that. I bumblefucked up the stairs, got to my room, and I'm like,
you're the room spinning. Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Dude, it happens.
Oh, it was a bad, bad night.
Well, speaking of getting really drunk, Chief season's coming up.
I know, man. I know. Schedule just came out.
We picked up a lot of defense. We talked about the draft.
Yeah.
I figure we'll finish this puppy out talking about the old Chiefs keys.
You know what? We've gone nothing but defense in the draft so far. Thing is our offense looking solid.
Fuck yeah.
Would have liked us maybe to pick up an offensive lineman or two.
Sure.
To just fill in some gaps maybe. But other than that, we go Breland Specs. Defensive end out of Ole Miss.
Yep.
People who may not follow football, he actually became famous for a meme where he goes, played for Ole Miss. He went and grabbed the ball. He was looking at the camera, just looked like this, and just went and just waved at the camera. But a lot of the guys that we picked up, I mean, it's been all defense. I mean, we're filling in a lot of gaps for losing Tom Bahali, the guy who we picked up in the second round.
Yep.
Mel Kiper actually called the steal of the second round. We picked up defensive end. We pick up linebacker. We pick up
picked up a ton.
Yeah, we picked up quite a bit.
Well, I mean, I'm just excited to see, you know, when everybody's battling for preseason. We start out. We got the Texans on the 9th of August. Then we play Falcons on the 17th. Looks like we got the Bears in preseason as well, which is, I mean, I'd like to see it. And then the Packers. So
yeah, definitely.
That's our preseason. And then home opener. I guess not home opener. Our first game is against the Chargers.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And the thing is, some of the big games that you go and realize that you look at, the one big one, we're actually Cheeser.
We play the Raiders twice this year.
We always play the Raiders twice because they're a divisional.
Yeah, I know, but we're not that close together.
No.
Yeah, we're playing them. We play them in the same month. That never happens.
Yeah.
Normally we play them in the beginning and the end.
Yeah, usually they go and split out a little bit more. But the two big games that you notice, one, we play the Patriots, and for some reason, and I don't know why.
Your favorite.
Fuck the Patriots.
Hey, I called it last year. You were against it. I called it.
You did. I mean, I was trying to be, you know, optimistic and all that.
You were being pessimistic. I was being
pessimistic.
I was being optimistic.
As you can tell, I've been.
Even though he doesn't think Tom Brady is the GOAT. He still gave that man some credit, saying he's going to be.
I'll put him top five all time.
Oh, of course,
I will. Not absolutely. I'll put him top five all time.
We're not getting into it.
That's a whole other podcast altogether.
So what were you saying?
Okay, the two big game. If you notice, one for some reason it's been, I don't know. It seems like 3 years in a row where we've gone and we've played them in New England.
Yep,
we play them in New England again this year.
Yeah, because we're at New England. Yep, you're right.
Yeah,
at New England.
Sunday night. We got two Monday night games this year.
Do we have two?
Maybe just one, two.
No.
I thought it was maybe one. One, two.
No,
I don't know.
I think
but the big game, we're playing in Mexico City this year.
That's right.
Playing the Los Angeles Rams.
What do you? How do you feel about going to that? Do you want to go?
To Mexico City?
Yeah. I mean, to go to the Chiefs game?
To Mexico City?
Yeah, I think it'd be fun. We'll do a podcast from there. In the old hotel room. La Hacienda, that's house. You know what I mean. Doesn't matter. You know what I mean. Do you want to? I mean, I think that we should. La House. La Hausa. Maybe plan to do it. I think it'd be fun. I mean, you know, I got my season tickets for home games, but I'm bummed I didn't get to go see them when they played in England.
Yeah, yeah.
It'd be fun just to go for like 3 days.
That would be, but I mean, it seems. I mean,
it's not that expensive to go to Mexico, dude. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
I don't know. But the thing
is.
We'll
put it on the off my chest credit card.
But the thing is, you go and gonna go and play play Marcus Peters.
Oh yeah!
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, I mean, that could be a an interesting game. We also go and play the Browns this year.
Yeah, and they got old
old Baker Mayfield.
Old Baker Mayfield. I don't know, man. I'm not counting the Browns out. I'm not counting them out to be the worst team in the league.
No, I mean? Honestly don't think that they're going to be the worst team in the league.
No, for sure. I think they bring a lot of strong.
I mean,
obviously they got a lot of good picks.
They did, but the thing is they went ham in the offseason. They pick up Jarvis Landry. He was a stud receiver from Miami. They go pick up Carlos Hyde, the running back from San Francisco, who is a workhorse of a back.
Stud.
I mean, he's towards the middle of his career. I mean, he's more towards the end than the beginning. Yeah. You go, you pick up Tyrod Taylor, who's a serviceable quarterback from Buffalo.
Yep.
So probably go and Baker Mayfield, I would go and think, if I was a betting man, go and probably...
Which you are.
Yes, I am. I am. I'd go and think Tyrod Taylor's probably going to start the first games of the season. You go, add him in to go, have Corey Coleman, Josh Gordon, David Ninecheck? He's a big old, white boy tight end from out there.
From out there.
Yeah, from Cleveland.
Gotcha.
I mean, because the thing is, they got talent. That's the thing. Even though they went 0-16, they were legitimately the best 0-16 team
And they're going to be even better now.
Absolutely. They got a new offensive coordinator in there, Todd Haley, former Chiefs guy.
Sure.
They get a new GM in there, John Dorsey.
That's right.
Another Chiefs guy.
Yep.
Todd Haley.
Talked about in our very, very first podcast about Dorsey and his ways. But
yes, yes. But, I mean, that's the thing. Like, Todd Haley, you know, coming from Pittsburgh.
Sure.
He knows, I mean, for the shit that's happened, he knows what to do.
Yeah.
He knows what to do. He knows how to use some talent.
Sure.
And as long as everyone could stay, you know, healthy, they've got a good, solid base.
Look at us Chiefs fans over here rooting for the Browns.
I mean, that's the thing. Like,
not in our division. Doesn't matter.
They're 0-16. Sure. I mean, that's the thing.
But when you bring that many talented people together, not saying it's going to happen in the first year, but, you know, 2019, I would be...
Oh, absolutely. I'm not going to go and say that they're going to go and run the table and win the Super Bowl.
I mean, it's possible. But yeah. I'm just saying, when you put that many great minds together and great players together, you get some good stuff.
Definitely. I mean, the thing is like, there's been times like for, I'd say about 3-4 years ago, Philly got a bunch of stud players together.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, it's going to go and be a dream team, and they fell on their ass.
Yep.
So it's not necessarily going and getting a bunch of good players together means that you're going to go and create a good team.
Sure.
But...
Well, it takes so many things for that to be right.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
coaching.
All the pieces have to fit together.
Yeah. Which is the same for the Chiefs. I mean, I think that we are... I mean, I'm bummed to not have Alex Smith this year, but I'm excited as well to see Mahomes. I know that we still have Andy Reid.
Yes.
And that is my ace in the hole. Is the one that I still... have no question or no like, oh, it's his fault, and yes it is, but I would still want him leading the ship or driving the ship.
Absolutely. And the thing is you hear reports out of Arrowhead that everyone's saying like, oh, Andy Reid is gonna go and run an offense where the quarterback's gonna throw, you know, only throw 15-20 yards.
Yeah.
Rumor out of Arrowhead is that they said it's one word going to describe the offense this year, and they said track me.
No shit.
Which gives me a chub.
Yeah.
Because the thing
is two words.
Chub.
No. Track meat. Meat. Get it?
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. No, dude. I'm excited to see it, and I think it's going to turn out well. Obviously we'll give those weekly updates when we're in the season. We'll be going to games together, and we'll really, you know, dive in deep. When it gets to Chiefs season, we get pumped around here. So Other than that, man, anything you want to touch on?
I got one thing.
Okay.
It's way off topic, but I figured, great, you know.
Reach out there and grab it.
Yeah, I figured to go and be something funny to go and end a podcast on. Saw a clip on YouTube. It was a stand-up comedian, uh-huh, guy by the name of Sean Donnelly.
Okay.
Okay. And he was sitting there talking, and he was talking about his wife. And he said, you know, trying to go and be like, hey, honey, you know, let's fool around. She goes, and she's like, I got to get up early in the morning.
Yeah.
He looks, he's like, what makes you think that, like, what I'm going to give you is going to go and be like, oh,
I'm going to wear you the fuck out.
I'm
going to
wear you go, and I'm going to sleep until noon. He goes, he's like, this is going to be a 7-minute process.
Good for him on the 7 minutes, bro. Good for him. Can we grab the audio?
Okay. Yeah, he goes, he's like, this is going to be, he said, this is going to be, what did he say? He said, it's going to be 7 minutes of sad, pale white Irish sex.
Oh, my God. Well, I'll put it in.
It's so funny.
I'll drop it. Hit it right here.
I've been married 2 years. This is the thing. Sometimes my wife doesn't want to have sex with me. She doesn't like to have sex with me. But she'll give me shitty excuses about why she can't have sex with me. Like the other day I wanted to have sex, and my wife goes like this. She goes, I can't. I have to wake up early tomorrow. That's what she said. That's a shitty excuse. It's like 6 minutes? You can't spare 6 minutes for this? What about this body makes you think you're waking up at noon tomorrow after we're done having sex? This isn't a fuck you all night, wake up late tomorrow upon a sex body. This isn't good sex. This is pale, fat, Irish, depressing sex.
Oh my God. Totally, bro. Good shit. All right. Well, on that, that's a good note. Guys, thank you so much for sticking with us. We really appreciate it. Again, we are on schedule now. Alex and I are really getting into it. We're going to keep bringing people back. Hopefully, Chris is going to be feeling better. He wants to come back on. I hope you guys liked him on the last one. And we're going to go from there. Anyways, as always, you can find us on Twitter at OMCPOD. Those are all caps. If you're searching, it really shouldn't matter. We are also on... we are on Apple Podcasts. We are on Spotify. We are on Google Play. We are also on Audio Boom, who is our host site. We love them. They're taking care of us. It's been really great.
On iHeartRadio.
Are we on our iHeart?
Yeah.
Yeah. I put in for all of our submits. It took a while. So thanks for sticking with us and listening where you can. And we're going to hope be bringing you guys some funny content, some funny conversations. We know there's a lot of choices out there. And so really thank you so much for listening. And we will see you next week. Alex, anything to add?
I want you all to remember, we are not the podcast you want. We are the podcast you need. We will bring you uncertainty in an uncertain world. We are the shooters.
We will bring you certainty in an uncertain.
Certainty in an uncertain world. We are the shooters on the grassy knoll. We are the truth. Come back every week, and we will give you that truth every single time.
Absolutely.
Peace.